This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 to 7. I'm reading from the Message Bible. It says there, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It is wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." End of quote. One quotation read like this: "Our fatigue is often caused not by our work, but by worry." End of quote. I believe it is a true statement. Bible has a lot to say about the epidemic of worry, and it provides perfect antidote for the problem of worry. Recently, I was talking to one of the coworkers. I believe she is in her 70s. She said in recent days she worries about the incidence of coronavirus. She is worried about her fragile husband who needs to go for treatment outside the home. She mentioned her health condition is also not good and is required to work even in her 70s due to the financial needs. What do we do when worry moves into the center of our lives? Listen to what the Bible says. The Message Bible paraphrases our today's Bible verse in a beautiful way. It says, "Do not fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayer. Letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It is wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." End of quote. Beloved, we do not commonly use the word fret these modern days. However, it has the meaning of constant and ongoing worry. It also means wearing away gradually due to worries. We all worry about something, don't we? It could be a matter of our children, spouse, parents, finance, or something else. However, God says instead of worrying, tell Him all about it in your prayers to Him. Because at the end of the day, only He has the resources and power to help you anyway. For example, when it comes to the coronavirus or any other disease, you see, we can take our best and cautious steps. However, still, it's beyond our control. The final say or control is in the hands of the Almighty God. Take your burdens and worries to the one who can protect and help. You can plan and do a lot of things. However, it is the purpose of the Lord that will ultimately happen. Bible says our God is in heaven. He does what pleases Him. Jesus said, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Therefore, turn your fret and your worries into prayers. Talk to God in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of the whole world. Secondly, when you let God know about your concerns, something good happens inside you. What is it? Our insight says, before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle in you down. Is this not what we all need? A settled peace, a quietness inside us. We need God's assurance that everything is going to be okay. God will send that sense of wholeness, sense of peace inside you, and it will guard and protect you safe. You see, you can turn your worries into prayer. Besides, you can convert your worries into praises as well. When you think what God has already done for you in the past, what He does for you now, what He would do for you in the future, you would thank and praise Him, wouldn't you? You see, as you pray and praise Him, Christ displaces worries from your heart. You become more gracious, thanksgiving, and a humble person. Remember the two instruments by which you can fight worries: prayer and praise. The two that will guard you and your heart safe. Thirdly, it says it is wonderful what happens when Christ displaces your worry at the center of your life. Beloved, some of you recruited worry as your companion for a long time now. It was with you for a long period of time. Now it is time to turn your worries into prayer and thanksgiving. God promises if you share with Him your concerns and acknowledge Him in all of your ways with thanksgiving and praises, He will settle you down with heavenly and divine peace. Only Jesus Christ can displace worry feeling from the center of your life. Modern people is too encaged, and they are busy. They do not have the time to pray and praise God. No wonder he becomes fret over even very small things, get angry, worried, and stressed out. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the insight today that I can turn my worries into prayer and praise. What a beautiful thing I can do. When I pray and praise you, you would send your wholeness, healing, and peace in my inner soul. And your wonderful divine peace would guard me and my heart safe and secure. I believe in the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, the one who grants peace inside me, the one who died and rose again for all of my mistakes and sins. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Please save me and bless me today. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.